Are you struggling with kids fighting, yelling, and more despite listening to the podcast and reading all the books? Parenting can be so overwhelming and exhausting. You know, I see you and I have something that will help. Mindful Parenting SOS. I'm offering free live mindful parenting sessions starting Monday, May 6th. Basically, live mindful parenting lessons that you normally have to pay for. So if you struggle with getting your kids to listen, tantrums, misbehavior, and feeling the guilt of yelling at your kid, then you should definitely get your spot in Mindful Parenting SOS. I'll be there to answer your questions in person, and if you can't make it, we will have replays available. Don't wait to get your spot now. It's free. Go to mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS to register. That's mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS. I can't wait to see you there.
You're listening to the Mindful Mama Podcast, episode 118. Today we're talking about loving more and caring less. Welcome to the Mindful Mama Podcast. Here it's about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. And Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you are thriving, when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm your host, Hunter Clark Fields, Mindful Mama Mentor. I coach overstressed moms on how to cultivate self-awareness in their daily lives and to take family and life to a new level of peace and cooperation. I've been practicing yoga and mindfulness for over 20 years. I'm the creator of the Mindful Parenting course, and I'm the mom of two girls who really do challenge me every day to hone my craft. They do. So thank you. I'm so glad you are here today. Welcome back to the podcast. It's so nice to connect again. You're going to hear in my voice that I've still got that cold. It's an epic one, and now I've got spring pollen. But anyway, that's life, right? So I sound different. It's just the nature of an audio that I'm very aware of it, of course. So, but that's neither here nor there. This is an episode where we're going to talk about a really important thing, and I think it kind of gets to the heart of many different things. So I can't wait to dive into it. And before we do, I just want to let you know that coming up, I'm having the Unmartyr Yourself Challenge, and that's going to be right the day after Mother's Day, if you're listening to this when it comes out, May 14th through 18th, and we're going to have some live trainings and some practices and things to help you get out of that rut that we can get in where we're feeling overwhelmed, where we're feeling like we're just running on that treadmill. So if you're interested in that, please do go to mindfulmamamentor.com. Under the events page, you'll find it, or you can go to mindfulmamamentor.com/unmartyr, UNMARTYR, unmartyr. It's just a good word. I like that. So this episode is called Love More and Care Less. And what does that mean, right? So obviously, we love our children, right? Like when my daughter was born, I felt like the world had shifted. And I didn't realize, you know, it sounds so cliche to say it, but I didn't realize I could love someone that much. And just, I felt so fully dedicated to her that I wanted to do everything right. I didn't want to mess it up. And in some of those ways that we might be painfully aware, we have healing from our own past and upbringing. I really didn't want to mess it up. And then reality hits, right? And we care so much about how our children grow up. We just care so much that that energy of caring so much is actually the very thing that can get in the way, oddly enough. What am I talking about? Well, here's the thing. Our children will make mistakes. They will say hurtful things. They will be selfish and they will mess up. They definitely will. They have to do that. It's part of growing up. They have to do those things. And we cannot, and we really should not prevent all of those mistakes, right? also like kind of a hard thing to wrap our heads around, right? Like that we actually should not prevent them from messing up, from being selfish, from being hurtful. That's actually something they have to go through and they have to learn, right? And, you know, they have to learn how their behavior affects other people. They have to learn that they're living in an interconnected way with other people and their behavior really affects other people. So they really, really need those mistakes. They really need those mistakes. They need to learn them in the context of a loving family, of in a context of I accept you no matter who you are, of a truly unconditional love, which means love without conditions. Like, I love you even when you make mistakes, even when you're selfish, you say hurtful things, even when you mess up. And we show that love by accepting them, even in those moments, right? So, but unfortunately, we have so much anxiety. We have so much fear about how they will be, how they'll grow up. Well, you know, will they be successful? Will they have the same issues I had? And all of those things. So we have this anxiety that drives us to want to make our kids be perfect and drives this inner anxiety when they have these inevitable moments of messing up, right? So look at your own anxiety. When we experience anxiety, something deep within us has been triggered. And moment to moment, we can, well, normally, right? So first off, when we have some anxiety, something deep within us has been triggered, normally the first thing we do is we just react. We react to it right away. And the less skillful way of reacting is by trying to fix the other or fix the outside circumstance or fix the thing that may be the trigger for that anxiety for us, right? And that's kind of the way the vast majority of situations happen. Like, we have an anxiety and we want to fix this outside circumstance that has made this, right? But the experience of that anxiety comes from within us. And really with anything like that, there's always an external way of looking at it, an internal way of looking at it. And we tend to always, you know, most of us are just always looking at that external way. And so I invite you to kind of look at this internal way, right? So when you're experiencing anxiety, something deep within you has been triggered. And so instead of just reacting, moment to moment, we can ask, why am I being triggered now? Why am I being triggered now? And that anxiety comes from something unresolved within. It's a natural emotion that there's no escaping, right? Anxiety, it comes from within. It's a fear. And when we start to examine, this is coming from within me. Why are these circumstances triggering this thing that's coming from within me? Then we can start to understand the anxiety in a deeper way. We can start to understand why we are feeling this way. This happens all the time where there's certain situations that trigger these things. Like, for instance, you know, the classic example, you might have a child who's some morning where you're just chilling, you're relaxed, you're listening to some jazz on the radio, and your child spills some juice, and you say, oh, okay, look, there's the juice. And you go and you say, okay, let's clean it up. Here, this is a sponge, and this is how you can clean it up. And you're chill, you're relaxed, you have a skillful response. Another morning, the same exact circumstance, except this time, you're on your way to go to your work, or you're on your way to go to an interview or to get to an important appointment, and your child spills some juice and that anxiety pops up. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. And that I'm going to be late is really, I'm threatened, right? My livelihood, my well-being, whatever is threatened. And so we react in a really different way.
Parenting can be loud, stressful, and rough some days. And we want to be able to go to bed and take care of ourselves in a really beautiful way. And that's why I love that Cozy Earth is a sponsor of the podcast. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. The bedding is temperature regulating, which is like a huge sleep benefit, has superior softness, incredible fabric, and incredibly high quality. All the products come with a 10-year warranty. Truly, incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and your overall wellness. You deserve to treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence after all the day's craziness of parenting with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And it's a way to prioritize your self-care and sleep health. You deserve it. And here's an exclusive Mother's Day offer just for our listeners. Use the code MINDFUL35 for 35% off. That's awesome. At CozyEarth.com. That's coupon code MINDFUL35 for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. So my husband's had hair thinning issues for a long time. It's not something he'd love to have. And he's done some things for it. But recently started using Nutrafol. And oh my gosh, we have actually seen quite a difference. Did you know that for women, hair thinning happens in approximately 1 in 2 women? And if you're among them, I want you to know that you're definitely not alone. It's normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. But you can join over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding, like my honey. Physician formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as they evolve throughout a woman's life. And while many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol's women's hair growth supplement for 6 months. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription required, free shipping, and automated deliveries to ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MINDFULPARENTING. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code MINDFULPARENTING. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code MINDFULPARENTING.
So anxiety is a totally natural emotion that there is no escaping. We are never going to be totally anxiety-free. Wah, wah, wah. So sad, right? I'm so with you. I would love to be totally anxiety-free. That would be great. But in fact, there is actually no escaping it. But we can learn to sit with it. And that's where mindfulness comes in. So before I had a really steady mindfulness practice, my anxiety was, at moments, debilitating. I remember when I was a high school teacher, sitting in the parking lot, like just totally like paralyzed by this anxiety. And I'm sure you've had those moments where the anxiety is debilitating. And the thing is, we need our anxiety. Our fear response is helpful. It keeps us safe. It helps us, keeps us from going, in the elevator with that creepy person or whatever. You know, it keeps us safe in a lot of different situations. We need it. We're not going to get rid of it, so we can sit with it. So as with our mindfulness practice, as with meditation, it's been research proven again and again and again to reduce anxiety, because there's this crazy thing that happens, right? That as we sit with it, as we feel the physical experience of it in our body, as we feel maybe the tension, we feel sort of the buzz of it in the heart area, maybe a little constriction. We might feel the butterflies in the stomach. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we just practice sitting there being non-reactive. And we practice, honestly, just relaxing your body into this experience. You're literally rewiring, retraining your brain to not to react to this anxiety, but to stay non-reactive, to just feel it to heal it, right? To feel it, but to really feel it fully, to really actually, what does it really feel like? To really completely and fully feel it, be really conscious of it. And then as we do, it starts, something magical starts to happen as we kind of immerse ourselves in feeling it, the sensations of it, breathing. It starts to dissipate, you know? It just starts to go by like a cloud in the sky. And we can work to kind of sit with that. So back to our kids, right? No one wins when we come from that other state, that unconscious reactive state. No one wins. And our kids, you know, those are the situations with our kids that we regret, which is, you know, we're going to have regrets. It's fine. But no one wins. And unless we learn to break free of our negative interpretations, you know, we'll always be mired in like one destructive emotional pattern or another, right? It's really the interpretation, the story that we're telling about this thing. And unless we learn to break free of the story that I'm bad, you're bad, something's bad, and we just sit in that moment, sit with the feeling, sit with the anxiety, and practice to be with it, we're just stuck in that pattern of reacting, right? But the good news is that parenting can really be a journey of growth for both ourselves and our children. We can use this as an opportunity to commit to our own growth. We are parenting our children, and we're kind of reparenting ourselves. We're saying, okay, you're watching what I do, you're watching how I live my life, you're absorbing all of my skillful and unskillful moments, so I can start to grow myself, and I can start to grow my skillful moments more. We can commit to our own growth, right? We can commit. And that's where this whole idea of love more, care less comes in. And love more, care less is something I heard Shefali Sabari, author of The Conscious Parent, say one time on a talk, that we need to love our children more and we need to care less about all the little stuff. We need to care less about their mistakes, their hurtful things, their selfishness, their mess ups. What that really means is moving from a place of parenting from anxiety, from fear, and moving to a place of parenting from trust. Seeing that you can make these, parenting from a place of, you can make these mistakes, you might say these hurtful things, you might be selfish and mess up, but I still trust you to grow up to be fully who you are. I still trust that you are a beautiful person. I still trust in your love. I trust your goodness, right? And the thing is that children have a right to our trust. They are whole and complete. They deserve respect. They deserve unconditional love. They deserve to be trusted, right? They're gonna make mistakes. We know it. It's gonna happen. They have to do it. And we can still trust them. And the thing is, when we come from this place of, I trust you, and I believe you're good no matter what. I mean, it's, when we come from that place, it doesn't mean we're going to like stop having healthy boundaries for them. It doesn't mean we're not going to give them any chores because we think they're just going to magically do them themselves. Or, you know, we're not going to call them out when something, you know, when they've done something wrong. It doesn't mean any of that, but it means like, you know what? You've made a mistake, but I trust you. And I still respect you, and I still see you as a whole and complete human being. And I still respect you. So how do we get to this place where we can chill our anxiety enough to trust our kids for who they are? Because that's what they really need, right? Like, that's what kids need. Chill out, mama. Trust me. Our kids deserve this trust and respect, as do you, my friend, as do you. And this is really where it comes down to. You are whole and complete. You are whole and complete even without your kids. You are worthy of love and trust and respect and joy and fun and relaxation and growth. Even without your kids. Your kids don't define you. And this is important, right? Like, we might have this, society puts this role on us, and we have this role, right? This role as mother. But who are you beyond that role? And who are you as a whole and complete human being beyond that role? Because the truth is, it's too much, you know, it's too much on kids for you to just be mom. Like, it's too much for you, for all of your, every bit of your attention to be completely wrapped up in them. Like, it's caring too much. It's too much pressure on them. That's where we get these kids who are like racked with anxiety, and they have to be so much. They have to achieve. They have to do everything right. They can never make these mistakes because everything's riding on them. Mom's whole identity or dad's whole identity is riding on this. You know, we need to give our kids some space to be who they are. And to do that, we need to give ourselves some space to be who we are. You know, our relationship comes from, the healthiest relationships come from two whole and complete human beings relating with each other from a place of groundedness, from a place of, I accept myself as I am. And the idea of moving away from our anxieties, moving away from parenting with fear, moving away from parenting with fear and pressure on our kids, it really means parenting from your wholeness and not your wounds. You know, we all have wounds and we all have stuff to heal. That's okay. That's just part of being human, but we are also all very whole. And as we more and more develop our wholeness, as we more and more cultivate what are the seeds of our peace, what are the seeds of our wholeness, what are the seeds of our you know, our loving and respecting ourselves, then we give our kids that space. We give our kids that space that they really need. So how do we become whole? There's basically two things we need to do. One, we need to heal our wounds, right? And that's a process that's going to happen throughout our lives. We need to feel it to heal it. We need to allow ourselves to see our wounds, to have compassion for them, to heal those wounds, to heal those any traumas, to heal those things. That's your work. Like, that's what we need to do. We need to feel it to heal it. We need to heal our wounds. But you know, you're more than your wounds. You've got more than that. So number two, heal the wounds. Two, live life fully. We become whole by living life fully, modeling a healthy life, and meeting your own needs. You know, coming up, I'm doing this Unmartyr Yourself Challenge because We live in a society that tells us as moms that we're kind of irrelevant now, that we're only valuable as it comes to our kids, that we're, you know, we're not contributing, we're not creative, we're not vibrant, we're not sexy, we're only valuable in terms of our kids. And I really invite you to just reject that, push against that, because not even just for you, but it should, you know, just for you is fine, but just for, you know, for your kids too. Like, we need to transform this way of thinking. So we become whole by living life fully and meeting your own needs.
It is beautiful here in Delaware. All the trees are blooming and all the flowers are blooming. It is gorgeous, but that means that people in my family and myself are suffering from some allergy symptoms. So I am thrilled to let you know about Astepro. You may not know about it. It's brand new. It's a first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, but I swear, like, it started working so quickly. I used it right before I went for a run, and it worked so quickly. Astepro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief. So it could be like from cats as well, from nasal congestion, runny nose, itchy nose, and sneezing. I love that it goes right in my nose. So it's not like going in all the different parts of my body. It is steroid free. It is working so, so fast. Get fast acting nasal allergy relief with Astepro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. That's Astepro allergy.com. Astepro and go. Use as directed for relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itching due to allergies. I want to tell you about a great podcast that you should check out, especially if you ever deal with any school system, which you probably do. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Ortubé, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. And this season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP and busts common myths about special education. So I checked out the episode on the difference between IEPs and 504 plans because my daughter Maggie uses a 504 plan, and it was really, really helpful. It went over all the differences, which one's better, how to get them, different myths and what your rights are, all kinds of different things that you should understand if your child may need extra help in education through an IEP or a 504 plan. The tone is super helpful, friendly, and smart. I highly recommend you check it out. To listen to Understood Explains, just search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's it. Understood Explains.
And what are these needs we're talking about? You know, you have physical needs. What if you could, what would life be like if you loved, you know, if you had a loving relationship with your body and you took care of it and you felt your capability and your power and your strength? You know, what would it feel like to feel good in your body, to appreciate? What would it feel like to each day to wake up and appreciate that you have two arms that can hug and carry and hold things and do so much in this world? And you have two legs that can carry you, that can run, that can walk, that can jump, that maybe can squat 100 pounds, who knows, right? Like, you are a physical being. And that physical sense of health, physical sense of strength, physical flexibility, all of those things really, because body and mind aren't separate, they really create a lot of well-being in the body, a lot of joy, the wonderful experiences we have in life can come from our physical body. It's really this unique opportunity we have as beings in these bodies here on Earth, alive at this moment, to be able to appreciate and take joy in your physical body. So, how can you meet your physical needs more? and you feel good in your body. So maybe exercising from a place of, I love this body and I want to take care of it. Practicing yoga to release tensions and to build strengths. Spending time in a practice, appreciating your body. Taking a bath. Appreciating your body. So meeting your own needs physically. What are those needs that you're not meeting physically? Coming in, and this also means coming into your senses, which is bringing body and mind together, feeling that sense of, I mean, you could feel it right now. You could feel a sense of tingling in your fingers, right? Can you feel that? It's this magical, it's that prana, right? In yoga, we call prana, life force energy. You could feel that right there in your nerve endings, in your fingers. As you do that, you come literally to your senses. And it's a really wonderful way of becoming present in the present moment rather than lost in anxieties and thoughts. Can you meet your own spiritual needs? Your need for community, maybe gratitude, like reading inspirational texts, nature. Are you appreciating that you have spiritual needs? That you have a need to connect with this greater earth, to be part of the whole, you know? It's not all on you. You're not, sometimes I think we're so caught up in being such an individual, and when we realize that we're part of a whole, we're like one cell in the earth's body, you know, we're part of the universe, we're a wave in the ocean. It's, you know, these are things that can really ground us and really help us to love more and care less, to give us that perspective, to help us give our kids that space. Are you meeting your emotional needs? You know, are you cultivating your loving friendships, your loving relationships with family, with your partner? Are you meeting your social needs? Do you go out with your friends? You know, you deserve to do that. You need to do that. We're social creatures. Like, quality friendships and relationships are like the number one predictor of longevity and health and happiness. It's really vital. And it provides so much happiness. So, you know, make that a priority. Find ways to have your kids, you know, be with somebody else. And take time to just hang out with your friends, to be silly, to get deep, to really connect. You know, I wonder, you know what I did recently when I was on my retreat? I was dancing, you know, and I try to do that like two or three times a year, like go out dancing, you know, go out dancing, ooh, social and physical right there in one go. So what about, you know, your purpose? Are you giving back? Are you expressing your strengths and your gifts? You know, are you meeting your mental needs, your creativity? Are you expressing some creativity? Are you learning? Are you reading? Are you growing? And then finally, are you striving for some kind of balance? And I know balance is kind of a bad word, but you know what? When I look at balance, I really see this. And I see this all the time, every day in my own yoga practice and when I teach. Balance is full of wobbles. Balance is a constant going back and forth. Balance is always one side and then the other, and sometimes we fall over, and that's okay. It's just, can we try to bring some of these things into our lives? Can we acknowledge that we have all these needs, that we have the needs for physical needs, spiritual needs, emotional, social, mental? You know, can we acknowledge that and try to bring those into our lives? And another way of looking at needs is that in Tony Robbins, who's not number one on my joy list right now after his thing, but he talks about six core needs. And one is certainty, too, is uncertainty. So we need like that rhythm and that stability, but we also need some variety and some spice to our lives, right? And then number three is significance, right? We have a need for giving back, for expressing our strengths, for creating a difference in other people's lives. Number four is love and connection, right? Those emotional needs. We have a need for love and connection. Number five is growth, right? If you're not growing, you're dying. It's just the way of life. And number six is contribution, giving back. So how do we become whole? We heal and we live life fully. We model a healthy life. We meet our own needs. And the magic of that is that when you allow yourself to become a little bit selfish, when you allow yourself to meet your needs, to meet your needs for space, for maybe some quiet time, to have time to yourself, to be just fully you, the you you are without your kids, right? Then when you come back to this relationship with your kids, you can love more and care less about the little stuff. You can love them fully. You know, as we love ourselves fully, we care for ourselves fully, that's how we love our kids fully. That's how we do it. And yeah, there's like all kinds of skills and communication skills and things like that. We talk about that in mindful parenting, but that core part of, you know, mindfulness, practicing to be less reactive and practicing to be fully ourselves, and then self-compassion, having compassion for ourselves. But that foundation rests on you being whole. And I really, really, really want you to be whole. I want you to think about, as you listen to this, what is the ache? What is the ache that you've kind of pushed aside that you haven't listened to? How do you become more vibrant, more fully alive in yourself? How do you meet some more of your needs? Knowing that when you meeting those needs completely without guilt, because knowing that when you're meeting your own needs, you're modeling how to live life. Because you know what? Our kids are really terrible at doing what we say, but they're really great at doing what we do. So show them how to live. Show them how to embrace this life. I feel like I'm getting really deep here, but that's where it is. So today we talked about you know, our children will make mistakes. They will be selfish. They will mess up. They have to. We talked about looking at your own anxiety and mindfulness. And we talked about coming from that place of trust, loving more, caring less, trusting our children, knowing they are whole and complete, coming from that place of they have a right to our trust. They deserve our respect. And you deserve your respect. You deserve your love. You create that as you come from a place of parenting from your wholeness, not your wounds. So I really appreciate you listening today, my friend. I hope you will join me in the Unmartyr Yourself Challenge next week. It's coming up in just a few days if you're listening to this as this comes out. If you're listening in the future, who knows? Maybe we will be having that challenge coming up. But if you're listening to this in real time, hop on it. Join me. mindfulmamamentor.com/unmartyr or just go to the events page. It's really important for you to cultivate, you know, because our culture is so like, can be so unhealthy for moms in so many ways. It's really important and valuable to cultivate that community of people around you who are working for the same level of consciousness, right? And that's what this is about. And coming up right after that, I am opening spots in my Mindful Mama Transformation Coaching groups. I'm going to have an evening group this time. May, we're going to move through the summer of 2018 together. And it's like a sisterhood, right? That is so invaluable. Like you just can't, that idea of coming together and supporting each other, it makes a huge, huge difference. So that is at mindfulmamamentor.com/group coaching. And if you have questions about it, I'm happy to hop on the phone and talk to you about it. I hope you'll check it out and join me and see the amazing transformations that have happened with my clients. Oh my gosh. It's so funny. Like, you know, we get kind of sucked into what our culture tells us is important, and we spend money on clothes and stuff, and we all have so much stuff. But you know what? Like, it's amazing to actually invest in you. And that's really the thing that pays dividends, beyond what you can imagine. My client, Kyla, said, you know, I have so much joy now in the skills to deal with my children, doing meditation every day, cultivating that, as well as developing a yoga practice. All of it together has really given me the tools to make time for myself and find out who I am as a mom and my own person again. It's been wonderful. She said, before, I was dreading being a mom, and now my relationship with my children is fun. My husband can see a huge change in me, and I'm a lot happier. So this is someone who's gone through my Mindful Mama Transformation Coaching. So you can check that out on mindfulmamamentor.com/group coaching. I'm not sure when we'll be enrolling again soon, so please check it out. And I would love, love, love to work with you. And then also the Unmartyr Yourself Week next week. Join me there. Okay. I'm wishing you a beautiful week. I hope that this podcast has helped you. My sharing has helped you. So please spread the word. Help me spread the word by leaving reviews, sharing it with friends, etc. That really helps a lot. All right. I'm wishing you a beautiful week, my friend. Namaste.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.